sexual assault cases are on the rise in Seattle. Reported cases are up 55% in the first 9 months of 2016 compared to the same time frame last year. Captain Deanna Nolette heads up the Special Victims Unit for the Seattle Police Department. She does not believe more crimes are taking place. She thinks more people are reporting crimes to police.
The high-profile cases that we've seen where victims have come forward and they've told their stories very publicly, I think we're empowering a number of victims who might not have told their stories in the past or who would have been ashamed and kept quiet, now feeling empowered to come forward and tell their stories. But there's also kind of a new subtext of where we're seeing kind of a new type of sexual assault where people that are knowing one another, and I say that kind of with quotes around it, on digital media or on Facebook or on dating sites or on social media sites are meeting up. And because there's a false sense of comfort with what is essentially a stranger, they're becoming impaired by drugs or alcohol, and they're not making the same sound choices that they might have made had they kept in mind that this is in fact a stranger and not someone that you know and not really a friend, even though you've had contact with them on social media. The second phenomena that we're seeing are the specific sites where people are, they're kind of hookup sites, for lack of a better way to describe them, where people are meeting with the specific goal of engaging in sexual contact. However, they may not be clearly communicating what their parameters are and what they're okay with. So our kind of our advice on that would be to ensure that you're having a conversation to ensure that your behavior is not unwanted or unwelcome and that you actually have consent for the acts that you're engaging in.
You have more cases coming to your special victims unit right now. Do you feel you have enough detectives to work all the cases you're getting?
Currently, we're handling all the cases we're getting. If the trend continues, I will have to go to the command and ask for additional resources just to ensure that I'm not overworking my detectives to the point where they're burned out or they're sick or they're overwhelmed or that something falls through the crack, that we aren't giving the support and the help to the victims. A key thing to remember is that the increased reporting, while it doesn't necessarily mean there's an increased level of these specific crimes, each of those people is a victim, and they need support, and they need their claims investigated, and they need an advocate. And those are resources that we have a responsibility to provide to them.
Captain, before you took over this unit, it was discovered that one detective had a pretty significant backlog of cases that hadn't been properly investigated. How confident are you that another backlog might not pile up somewhere?
I'm confident that we're not ever going to have a detective that has 60 open cases again. And I'm confident that we have a very good grasp of where those cases are in the system. You know, no system is perfect, but I think we have implemented a number of safeguards to ensure that there isn't going to be a problem developing that we're not aware of.
Seattle Mayor Ed Murray says he wants to hire 200 new police officers for the city. And recently, some activists here have said that they don't want those officers to be hired. What do you make of that?
The patrol officers are absolutely essential into responding to emergencies and doing the preliminary investigation. The quality of that investigation and the amount of time that officers can spend lays the foundation for whether or not we're ever going to have a good case. And that goes not just for sexual assault, but for domestic violence, for crimes against children, for crimes against property. Once the emergency has been handled, we need detectives to follow up on those cases, to protect victims, to get advocacy, to ensure that they don't become victimized again, and then to prosecute offenders and to hold offenders accountable. I think the city's dedication to hiring more officers is necessary, and without them, the system kind of grinds to a halt.
Captain Deanna Nolette heads up the Special Victims Unit for the Seattle Police Department.